Granny, it's so hard. Why can't it just be easy?
Oh, what's that, Hamish? What's really hard?
Living with Jesus as king. I want to do the right thing, but this week I have been so horrible to Bonnie. I'm such a numpty.
Oh, well, living with Jesus as king is not easy, Hamish. I don't find it easy, and I can also be a numpty at times.
Granny, did I just hear you say you're a numpty? What's one of those?
Well, it's when you make a wrong decision, even though you know what the right one is.
What, Granny? Do you not always do what Jesus wants you to?
Oh, not always, Bonnie. Hamish was just saying he is finding it hard living with Jesus as his king.
Well, there must be something in the true Bible that helps us, isn't there, Granny?
Oh, aye, there certainly is. After Jesus rose from the dead, he went back to heaven. And God helped Jesus' followers to write down all the things Jesus had said so that people would know how to live with Jesus as their king. One man wrote a letter called Hebrews. Listen to what he wrote.
So, let us run the race that is before us and never give up.
Oh, do you remember that I said living with Jesus as your king is like running a race? That is certainly what the writer is saying. Living with Jesus as king is like running a very long race for the rest of our lives.
We should remove from our lives anything that would get in the way. And the sin that so easily holds us back.
Do you both see how sin is trying to stop the runner running the race with Jesus properly and how obstacles are getting in the way?
Granny, this sounds like a really hard race, much harder than our school races.
Yeah, no one tried to trip me up when I won the race yesterday. I think I might give up.
Oh, well, you need to listen to what the writer then said.
Let us look only to Jesus, the one who began our faith and who makes it perfect. He suffered death on the cross.
Oh, the writer is reminding the runner who lives for Jesus that we should remember Jesus who died for us on the cross and took our sin. We can be sure we are forgiven. Because Jesus rose from the dead and is now alive. Listen to what the writer said next.
But Jesus accepted the shame as if it were nothing because of the joy that God put before him. And now he is sitting at the right side of God's throne. Think about Jesus. He held on patiently while sinful people were doing evil things against him. Look at Jesus' example so that you will not get tired nor stop trying.
You see, living for Jesus can be hard, but Jesus has run his race, which was really, really hard. And he will help us to keep going and finish the race if we keep looking to him. Oh, and Caroline is going to explain more about this later.
So, Granny, this race is a bit like a marathon. It's really hard, but with Jesus, we can do it.
Aye, Hamish, that's exactly it. Now we are going to go. Oh, but we will see you all on Sunday, boys and girls.
Bye, boys and girls. See you at the barbecue. Bye. 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 Bye.